And I believe there's a liberty and a freedom. I believe there's a freedom in an experience of the kingdom of God that is so high, that is so full, is so rich. We breathe it in. We take it in. We experience it. We taste it and see that the Lord is good. We will never, ever, ever, ever go back to the other thing. And I just believe that this is a time, it's a season that God wants to pour in oil and pour in wine. He wants to lubricate our wineskins. He wants to heal the hurts, bind up the brokenhearted, heal the wounds. So that you and I can enter more deeply into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. And you know what's sad? Very often, because we project our own expectations on one another, or we see one another in a certain way, and then we respond, I respond on the basis of how I see you or how I think about you. You respond on the basis of how you think about me or see me. And we allow the enemy to build up a wall. We allow the enemy to really create these expectations. Now, I'm not going to ask you to turn there, but in Acts chapter 26, you know, in Acts chapter 9, Jesus encountered Paul on the Damascus Road. I want you to understand something. I want you to catch something. Paul didn't encounter Jesus. Jesus encountered Paul. If you think you were smart enough to get where you are today, you're flat wrong. Only by grace, only by God's goodness, I am what I am by the grace of God. Jesus encounters Paul on the Damascus Road in Acts chapter 9. There's a brief account. In Acts chapter 26, there's an expanded account. Paul himself giving the account. And Paul said, Jesus said to him, one of the things, I think perhaps one of the many things that Jesus said to him on the Damascus Road. Paul said, Jesus said to him, I'm going to deliver you from the expectation of the people. I'm going to deliver you from the expectation of the people and from the expectation of the Gentiles. Now, the people were the Jews and the Gentiles were the Gentiles. So if Jesus is going to deliver Paul from the expectation of the Jews and the Gentiles, who's left? Huh? Come on. Think about it. Is anybody left? Does that mean that the people's expectation go away? Come on, you better think now. Are your family members' expectations going to go away? Your neighbor's expectations? Your brother, your sister in Christ, their expectations? Because God's doing something in you that's going to all fade to black? No, that's not what happens. What happens is Jesus, the Holy Spirit, brings you to a place that the expectation of the people no longer has power over you. Freedom. Freedom. It was for freedom that Christ died, to set me free. It was for freedom that Christ died, to set you free. Just close your eyes a moment. Going deeper now. Come on, everybody, close your eyes. Get ready to receive. In Acts chapter 12, Paul had been imprisoned. The scripture says in verse 11 that the angel of the Lord came and delivered Paul from the expectation of the people. They had a plan for him. I don't know about you today, but I want to be delivered from my plan if it opposes my Father's plan. So we're ready now, Lord, to just embrace the offer today. Embracing the offer. Lord, I thank you today for grace to shift our expectation off and away from man and fully onto you. Fully. To fully expect and fully hope and fully trust in you. You're more than one who provides for us. In you we live and move and have our being. We don't just get stuff from you. You are my life. Holy Spirit, would you come right now and pour in oil and pour in wine? Luke chapter 10, the Good Samaritan poured in the oil and poured in the wine, but that wasn't all. After pouring oil and wine, the scripture then says, and he took him to an inn and he cared for him. Lord, would you come and deliver us today from every burden, some influence, from every man-made yoke, from every idea that we've created or that's been passed to us from former generations and well-meaning people. We just want to fly with you. Lord, we want to be released, Lord, from the burden of being grounded by so many thoughts and so many ideas, and we want to soar with you. You've promised to feed us with the heritage of Jacob and cause us to ride on the high places of the earth. You said we could sit with you in your throne. God, give us new perspective, a perspective from the throne, a view from where you sit, God, concerning not only our lives, but the events and affairs of man around us. Your word says that the earth is going to get darker and gross darkness is going to cover the people, but the light would shine on us, God, that it's time to arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord has come. Arise, shine, for the glory of the Lord has come. And I don't want to be so burdened. I don't want to be so loaded up. I don't want to be so yoked up to the events and the affairs of this life and the world that I live in, that I miss the opportunity to fly with You and soar with You and sit with You and commune with You. Oppression and fear and terror. Oppression, we rebuke you. Oppression today, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. Oppression, I see you and I speak to you and I rebuke you and I say you have no place, no resting place, no place to house, no place to abide in the saints and the people of God today. For freedom, it was for freedom that Christ died to set everyone free. And we will occupy a place of freedom in the Lord. They will occupy their place of freedom in Christ in these days. Oppression, you're free to go. We cancel your assignment. We cancel your assignment now. Come on, would you just join in with me and let's just intermingle in the grace of God. We don't have to preach. We don't have to go anywhere but where we are today. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, that the assignment of oppression is canceled. We say you're free to go. You're free to go in the name of Jesus. Oppression and fear. And fear. Someone this morning has a fear that pulls on you and pulls you back and weighs you down. And this fear is directly associated with the thought or the idea that you may not ever fulfill the true purpose of God. With everybody's eyes closed, I want you to raise your hand if you know that's a word to you. Come on, come on, come on. Thank you now, Father, for the grace to be free, for the grace to be free to run on in the purposes of God unhindered, for the grace to be free to have every yoke broken in the name of Jesus. Every yoke, every yoke, every yoke, every yoke. Thank you for an anointing that destroys every yoke. We say we agree with the anointing that destroys every yoke. Fear, oppression, and fear, and fear, and fear. Thank you for your perfect love that turns and drives fear out of doors. It pushes it out of our houses. It pushes it out of our relationships. It pushes it out of our own individual lives. Oppression and fear and terror. So much talk of terror. So much release of the Word and release of even an anointing of terror to cause the saints to be preoccupied with, can I get near the airbase today? Or if can I go near this power plant, this infrastructure? What if they put contaminants in the water supply today? But our declaration is clearly and simply that we will live out the course and the span of our days. That no weapon formed against us can prosper. That we are abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. And no one can pluck us out of your hand. To get to me, they've got to come through you. I will not be terrorized by the enemy. No. We say no. We say no to terror. The effects, the pain of fear. thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But you've come to give me a life that's full of your abundance. God, grant grace to us in these days to redefine abundance. We've been so material-minded, so fixated on the natural. Many times we actually are enjoying abundance with a complaint in our heart. I'm seeing wings on somebody's shoes right now, just an ability to get up and move, to get up and fly, to get up and effortlessly advance. Lord, we heard a word that said rapid growth would be the norm. We agree with your word. We just release that word again. We release it again over your people that rapid growth will be the norm. And even those who know us best would say, what is going on with you? You're not the same person. Even in a day, even in a week, you're a different woman, a different man, a different person. You're in a different place. Your words don't sound like the same words. Your tone sounds like a different tone. Lord, come, would you now come, Holy Spirit, and make that not just a prophetic word, but make it an experiential reality. An experiential reality. Come on, I want you to enter into this grace. I'll tell you, we're just in a river of God's grace this morning. We're in a river of the grace of God today. I want you to enter in. I want you to find your place in this river of grace today. Ha! Huh. I see a place, an old wound that's still tender from decades ago. It's still tender. And if anything gets near that place, it still causes a reaction. And I believe today God wants to pour oil and wine. He wants to bring a healing flow. He wants to cause a touch from His hand to completely heal that place in our lives. The Scripture says, heal me and I will be healed. Save me and I will be saved. We're not in any hurry now, so if you've got an expectation that we're going to hurry and get through with this so we can do something, you might as well relax. We are doing something. Thank you now. Oh, we set our affection on you, Lord. We fix our gaze on you today. God, we want this meeting today to be about you and us, to be about a dance. We want this to be about what you're doing in each individual's life. And we want by the end of this time, by the end of this meeting, to have had an encounter with you. There's a rest that remains for the people of God. There's a rest. There is a rest that remains for the people of God. A place of abode, a place to hide ourselves and find a place, a lifestyle of rest. We know your kingdom is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. You are our peace, and you have broken down every wall, You are my peace. Would you make that confession? You are my peace. Come on, everybody, say it. You are my peace. You are my peace. You are my peace. God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. Peace, peace, peace unto you. Lord, would you just touch that place in those who have an outside-mindedness, always see themselves on the outside? Hallelujah, Lord. For the person with an outside-mindedness, come and just release an anointing to break that yoke. Oh, yes, to anoint the eye with eye salve, to see, clearly see, purely see. No longer on the outside. Since the day I met you, I was not, have not been, never will be, never have been on the outside. I've never been on the outside. I'm deep, deep, deep on the inside. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'm going to find a place I can settle down. Oh, yeah. Why so downcast, oh, my soul? Put your hope in God. What do you got to worry about? Why are you fretting? I'm in Him. He's in me. We're in the Father. I am in Him, He is in me, and we are in the Father. Come on, see yourself there now. I am in Him, He is in me, and we are in the Father. I'm in the Father, you're in the Father. I'm in Him, He's in me. We're in the Father now, seated, seated, seated with Christ in heavenly places. Huh. Why do you feel like you got to be in a hurry? Eternity is in my heart. Eternity is in your heart. You don't have to be in any hurry. Put your hope in God. Rest in the Lord. Come on this morning. You know that anxiety chases you. You know it hunts you. You're fearful about your future. You're nervous about what's going to happen, whether it's going to work, isn't going to work, where you're going to be, where you're going to not be, who you're going to be with, all those things. Come on, give that over. Give that over today. Make an offering of that thing. Come on, make an offering of that thing. That thing isn't yours. That thing isn't yours. Give it to your Father and see what He does with it. Give it to your Father and see what He does with it. The Lord brought us again from the captivity of Babylon. We were like men who dreamed. Modern translations say it was like a dream come true. Lord, we see the work of the enemy as a dream stealer. I said we see the work of the enemy as a dream stealer. We see how the enemy wants your people to think small and live small and dream small. But you've wired us and designed us and created us for huge dreams. You've designed us to carry your dream, a heavenly dream, a divine dream, a dream of your heart. So we just declare and release over your people, dream again, dream again. Awaken every dream. We prophesy to every heavenly dream. We declare the word of the Lord to every heavenly dream. And we say, dream again. Come on, wake up, dreamer. Wake up, dreamer. Wake up, dreamer. And dream again. Dream again. Some think they're too old to dream. Some think they're too young to dream. We say no. The reality is, you've put eternity in our hearts. You've put the road to Zion in our hearts. You've caused us to be wired and arranged in such a way to carry your dream. Like Mary carried the Christ child. The barren has more children. Isaiah 54, the barren woman will have more children. Thank you for the release of the curse of barrenness. Come on, thank you, Lord, today for the release of the curse of barrenness, Lord. Many have been waiting. Many have been watching. Many have been waiting and watching and even aching, Lord. But thank you now for a release of barrenness. And we call forth a birthing. We call forth today a birthing. A birthing. Even a pregnancy, God, with your destiny and your purposes and your dream in the name of Jesus would be inseminated into us. And it would grow in us. It would grow in us, and it would come to a place of birth. Faith, arise, faith, arise, relight, reignite faith in your people, Lord. Relight and reignite a faith in your people, oh God. Faith, faith, faith. Faith to dream again. Faith to trust again. Faith to take a step again. Because you've got big dreams. Often we've allowed the enemy to reduce us into a place of little dreams, but you always have had big dreams. Big ideas. You've got a big idea for my life. Yeah. Yes, you do. A big idea. Lengthen your stakes. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. Said the place that we are living is too little. It's too small. It's way too small. Think like you. I want to think like you're thinking. I want to think like you're thinking. I want to think in agreement with what you're thinking. Everything that hinders me, everything that hinders each one of these from thinking like you think, break it, Lord. We speak a curse to it. Freedom. Freedom to soar. Freedom to rise. Freedom to think like you think. Freedom to dream like you dream. Freedom. Freedom. Allison, I hear the word of the Lord for you saying, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Thank you for the purity of the heart of this sister. We bless that, Lord. We ask you to enlarge it. We ask you to strengthen that thing in her. Enlarge that thing in her.